I know. Good. Do you realize tomorrow's the last day I'm going to have to get up at this time of the morning? Until one of you all needs some vacation time and I'm filling in. We'll talk about that. Oregon lawmakers voted in favor of extending state and federal unemployment benefits for people who have exhausted their benefits. They say that too many unemployed people, and they all voted yes, but worried about what's going to happen when the unemployment insurance fund dries up.
So I vote for this bill this morning with a cautious asterisk saying, how much longer can we go?
That's Republican Bill Girard. State benefits are extended by 6 weeks with this vote, federal benefits for about 20. PERS reform is the motive behind a television ad campaign that's running in Central Oregon across the state. The group paying for the commercials hopes that viewers will see the ads and then contact their local lawmakers. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
He calls them PERS poster children, state workers who are collecting big pensions after allegedly wasting huge amounts of taxpayer money. Matt Evans with Americans for Prosperity of Oregon says the current TV commercial features a man who he says cost taxpayers $200 million.
So what we're hoping is that the current legislative session will go in and reform some of the things that are causing the major financial problem in the public employer retirement system. That would include asking the public employees, the government employees, to actually pick up part of their own retirement.
The controversial PERS pickup dates back to many years ago when state workers opted for the pickup in lieu of a pay raise. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's a huge problem online. Law enforcement agencies say the risks to your kids from online predators are very real, and it can happen in small towns as well as big cities.
It's not a large community or a small community problem. The internet kind of brings everyone together.
Deschutes County Sheriff Detective Zach Neiman urges parents to find out what their kids are doing online. Of particular interest is social networking. Parents and adults should not give out personal information, such as phone numbers, physical locations, or even birth dates online. Neiman said there are ways kids can interact online and do it safely. America lost a real-life movie star Wednesday when Elizabeth Taylor died at the age of 79 of congestive heart failure. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has local reaction.
Elizabeth Taylor was a star from her formative years, starring in 40 years of films. Later in life, she used her celebrity to draw attention to causes such as AIDS. Orit Schwartz is the artistic director of Ben Film.
It is a sad day, but she did have an amazing life, and she, I think we should all be thankful for her legacy and what she's left behind. An amazing body of work and her humanitarian efforts. She spoke out. She spoke out for groups that didn't have as much of a voice, and people listened because she was Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor passed away at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles Wednesday morning, surrounded by her family. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Springtime often a popular time on Mount Bachelor. Spokesman Andy Goggins said the big crowds will come in this weekend and they'll be able to track the tally then. He said the crowds probably won't be as large this year compared to years past because Easter falls much later and the spring breaks from Oregon, Washington, and California are spread out more. One thing is certain, though, the snowpack is great, almost record-breaking.
Normally, when we get into the spring weather pattern where we get more sunshine and we go from the nice powder conditions to the nice spring corn conditions, and you know it's pretty festive just with the sunshine and you see people skiing in shorts and t-shirts and just enjoying the sun and the nice soft snow.
Goggins said the record season was 1998 to 1999, so with a good base they are expecting a healthy season of spring skiing. Two bills in the Oregon legislature would expand the state's equal pay for equal work laws to all protected classes. That would include bill number 2861 would be including marital status, race, color, religion, and sexual orientation to the list of protected classes. Right now, gender is the only one that is protected. That's a look at your news. I'm Donna James, News Talk 1110 KBND.